Morning, Boker Tov, Beis Amud and Pesachim, we're learning Mitzvah Pesachim, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, Chaf Amud Aleph. We left off on Yud Tes Amud Beis. We left off a few lines up for the bottom of the page. Let's pick up, we'll pick up from Ularav. Ularav de Amar Kikain She'av Delei Machat. So that is roughly first words in the line, around 10 lines, 12 lines up for the bottom of the page, just to get our bearings. We're starting the last Daf in the seven blot of Tumah V'Tahara, or Chinuch Kanam. Today's Amud is really fairly straightforward. Actually, it's going to focus very much again on Dinim of Tumah V'Tahara, a little bit of Dinim Tumah Mashke, a little bit of Dinim Tumah Rishus Rabim, Tumah Rishus Yachim, and a little bit of Kutchim. But it's very, very straightforward. We're going to keep it simple, just read basic Gemara today. Just to get our bearings, we had discussed, we brought in a case of a machat, the needle that was found in Beishchit, an animal. And we discussed how this needle was known to be tame. So either the needle was found out with the needle, if it was found in Yerushalayim, this needle, it would be presumed to be tar. So the case was either it was a needle that we knew was tame, it came in contact with the tumas mace, and we recognized the needle, that was one option. Or the other option was the animal's mouth was muzzled from when it got into Yerushalayim till it was shechted, this animal, and therefore we know for sure the needle was lodged in its throat from outside Yerushalayim. Outside Yerushalayim, kalim are presumed to be tame, and therefore the needle was tame. Bottom line is, we had discussed that the evil needle's tummy, the shchita, the knife, the sakin, and the adayim, we discussed whether those remain tar, and that was the discussion of the brisa, depending on, again, whether the mach was found in the basar, or was found in the perish, in the dung, so we're going to continue focusing on that memra. Ask the Gemara. Rav said the case is where they lost the needle that belonged to someone who was tummy mace, and we found it in the basar, and we recognize that is the same needle. So the obvious question is, there's a nice little chazar of it, then we had right at the beginning of this whole topic, we pointed out on the first day, I think, on the bottom of Yadal Amal, or right around thereabouts, we pointed out that there's a special thing, even though normally Tumah goes down a Madrega, two important dinim. First of all, most sources of Tumahs are Avatumah, Sheretz, Shechvazera, Nevela, they're Avatumahs. What's an Avia Vaisa Tumah, famously? Mace is a bit of a stomach. Okay, stop one then. Number two is we have the pasuk b'chal cherev. We darsh the pasuk of b'chal cherev. Cherev arei kecholol. We darsh the pasuk that we had. Obviously, it was a little bit later, but we darsh the pasuk cherev arei kecholol that the sword, the metal, is like the mace itself. It retains that same level. It doesn't go down a madrig. Normally, when you have tumah, av tumah makes rishon tumah. Rishon makes sheni. Sheni makes shlishi. Avia vayis makes av. But everything goes down a level when it comes to metal and misa. Tumas mace with metal, the tumor level remains the same. So if we're talking about a machat, and we're talking about tumas mace, so in the chayre, the machat shetaka still be, says Gemara, even the mar, b'chal chayre, chayre v'chol, ad v'kevan ametame. We discussed that the knife and the yadayim won't become tame, because what's this needle? The needle itself is the chayre, only a rishon. A person and or kalim can only become tame via an avatama. The lowest level that a person can be is rishon. A person cannot become a sheni, neither can kalim become a sheni. So that's what we say on the braisa, that when the knife, the shechita knife, and the person's hands will be tar, because they're not going to become, they can't become a sheni, and by definition, we're assuming the needle is already a rishon, and therefore it can't convey tumah to the person or the knife. The meat can be tummy, but the person and the knife will not be tummy. Says the Gemara. Amar Bashi, Zaysa Meres, the first question was, if the needle itself touched the mace, or touch the person's tummy mace and retains that madrega, even if the needle is just an avatama, it could make the other mekelim tummy. On Rav Ashi's Samaris, Azara Rishus Rabimi, Vavle Suffolk Tumma Rishus Rabim, the whole Suffolk Tumma Rishus Rabim, Sfekir Tar, big Yisayin in Tumma, big Yisayin, comes up all of the Shas. The Allah is as follows. When we have a Suffolk of Tumma, in Rishus Rabim, we go to Kulu Seitar. In Rishus Yachid, we go to Chorma Seitar. So separate from all the other considerations we've had till now, in a case of Suffolk Tumma, forget about, we're talking about considerations of pass a couple blah, what could convey tumah to what? Mashkin to Eichlin, Eichlin to Mashkin, right? Level one, level two, Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, that's a different conversation. General conversation is, if you have a suffix on the game tummy, Imrishas Rabim, Sveikei Tar. Imrishas Yachin, Sveikei Tar. What's the source? This is going to be very key for the next Gemara. What's the source? The source is the Pesukim by Saita. The Pesukim by Saita describes that she was Nitma. She was secluded, and she was Nitma. Right? Saita was secluded with the person she was supposed to be with, and she was Nitma. The Pesukim calls her being Nitma. Now, we say that when you have even though by Saita was Talacha, we don't know for sure she was Bizana. We call her Tame once she was secluded. So it's a drush that we learn from Saita, that just like by Saita, it's a suffix in Rosh Hashanah, so to speak. Over there, Rosh Hashanah just means she was in seclusion. And we go to Chumrat Saita Tame. So to any suffix Tame, Rosh Hashanah, method, we say tummy. And if it would be a public place, again, over there, very, very key point. The first one we discussed this, we've spoken this out in the past many times, that when we say Rishus Rabim, we don't mean Rishus Rabim like 16,000 people, like 600,000 people, 16 amas wide. We don't mean all the gadarim that we said Rishus Rabim in Masechta Shabbos, Pashtas, that's not what we mean. We just mean it's a public place, three people or more, as many people there, that's considered Rishus Rabim for these purposes, and therefore Safek will be tar, just like by Saita, if she's not in seclusion, you don't have the din of Tumah. That's the basic idea. Okay, so, says the Gemara, Azara is like Rishus Rabim, at least for these purposes. Certainly for these purposes, is like Rishus Rabim. This case is, you took the animal, it was kachim, you're shechting it in Azara, and now you have the needle that's found in the neck. Well, guess what? It's a suffix to Rishus Rabim. Even though the needle came in contact, it's a needle which is metal, with a tumma mace, which would stay the same level. So it'd be an avatumma, and it should be metama, kalim, or adam, if it touched. So it's a suffix, if it touched, suffix tumma, and Rishus Rabim, we go lakula. That's why it's there. Says the Gemara, make a diak. But according to what you're saying, the same exact scenario would be Sveika Tamay. Michti, it's not true. Hi Macha Dabashema Dasli Shalu. Hold up Dabashema Dasli Shalu. Maybe Shizram Mishus Yachid, Sveika Tar. Next din. Din number one is Safa Tamay Mishus Rabbim is Tar, Shizus Yachid is Tamay. Din number two is even Rishus Yachid, it's only if it's Yesh by Das Lishal. What does that mean? Like the woman, Saita. You can ask her. She may lie, but you can ask her, did you stray or did you not stray? The din of Tumah is a Safek of Tumah Rishus Yachid, where you can ask the person, it's a Bar Das. That's when we say, again, he may not know the answer. Even though not knowing the answer, still, that's why it's believe it as a Safek, but we'll say Tumah. If it's Ein by Das Lishal, even Rishus Yachid, we say Tar. The Machat is something which you have no Das Lishal. You can't ask the Machat if it was Tumah or not, what its level is. You can't ask the Machat, and therefore it's Ein by Das Lishal. Shavait to be tar, says the Gemara. Mishum Davi Safek Tumah Babi Adayim. We have an exception to the rule the other way. So essentially, Safek Tumah Rishus Yachid Din is Tumah. However, there's an exception that if it's Ein by Das Lishal, it'll be tar. But we have an exception the other way. That what? It's Safek Tumah Mishum Davi Safek Tumah Babi Bidei Adam. It's Safek Tumah that came out Bidei Adam. Meaning the action of this guy, the shchit that he did, his actions caused the Safek Tumah bad. It wasn't just like a natural occurrence. Something fell, wind blew, something happened. Animal. That could be called natural as well, but this is Abide Adam. A person was involved, and that's what caused the Safek. Top of Chav Ben Aleph, Nishal and Aleh, we ask in the courts about it. Once there's a person involvement in it, even if it's a Kli on the ground, a Kli on the ground is a classic case of Ein Bedas Lishal. But once there's a person's involvement, we treat it like Yesh Bedas Lishal to deal with it, to ask about it, and it has a din of Rishus Rabim is going to be tar, but Rishus Yachid will taka be tummy. So we kind of went, so we introduced really three new dinim. Din number one is Safek Tumah Rishus Rabim is tar, Rishus Yachid is tummy. Din number two is even Rishus Yachid that's tummy is only if it's Yesh Bedas Lishal, if it's Ein Bedas, if it's Yesh Bedas Lishal, but Ein Bedas Lishal is going to be tar. But din number three was, even if it's Ein Bedas Lishal, if there was a human intervention there that caused this whole shayla to come up, then we say, we treat it like Yesh Bedas Lishal, even if it's Ein Bedas Lishal, and we say tummy. Okay. Now we said in the Edus, it's really the Mishnah from Idias, from Chanina's Kanakanim. This is not our Mishnah of Chanina, the one from Idias. We had said that the bus over there, the needle's found in the animal. The bus is tummy because it became tummy from the needle. The Adam, his hands, and the knife are tar. But why is the bus tummy? It says, remember, bus tummy, high bus of discussion for my. We have a basic cloud. This is really basic chazaras of dinim we've learned in the past six blah. There's a basic rule that food only becomes tummy, is royal kabel tumma, after it's mukhshir. It needs to come in contact with one of the seven liquids, yad shachadam, if it's all we remember, it's a very, very common idea of tumma throughout chas. You need hechshir, and what's makhshirit? One of the seven liquids, yad shachadam. The way to remember it is that yad shachadam, we could go through it, yad shachadam, the yud is yayin, Dalad could be either dam or dvash. There's two dalads. Yad shachadam. The shin. What's the shin? Thank you. Shemen. Shin is shemen. Chas is chalav is milk. The tes is tal. Yad shachadam. The second dalad, remember, dvash and dam is the two. And the mem, of course, is mayim. Easy one. Okay. So now says the Gemara. Hey, bus is kasher. With what was this buser miskasher? Inam is kasher b'dam. If he said became kasher with dam. Became kosher, meaning became mekabel to mukhshir, the kabel to madam. This is, we had this a couple of months ago. How you know that dam kosher is not machshir? Blood of kosher does not make royal kabel tumah. Even though dam normally makes something royal kabel tumah, dam kosher does not. Sheina machshir shnemar leisach lenu. It says the pasuk don't eat the blood. Ala arzish v'chalakamayim. The pasuk says about not eating blood. Don't eat the blood. Spill it on the ground like water. So we darshin dam shenishvachamayim machshir. Dam that's spilled on the ground like water, dam which you have no use for, they spill the ground like water, you know, eat it, spill the ground. Such dam is machshir like water. V'she'ena nishbekamayim, ain't a machshir. But dam kachim, you need the dam for zrika. You do zrika, you pour the shirayim, the yisayim. You need the dam. The dam is a mitzvah. That dam is not spilled on the ground like water, and therefore will not be machshir kapatumma. So again, we're talking about animal kachim. Mishakhi nazara. You want to say that the bus became machshir kapatumma. I did the dam itself is needed. That's not dam, it's machshir kapatumma. Ella, ve'ella discussion mashke beit mitbechaya. Now we have a chazar. Remember, we spoke about the base mitbechaya, that's the butchering house, the butchering room. What two liquids do we have in the butchering room? We had dam, of course, the dam of the butchering room. We also had the water. They used to have water in that butchering room. Then we also have, just to remind ourselves before we go further, the dam mitbechaya. Mitbechaya is the dalet, which is really a zayin mitbechaya. Not the dam, I should say dam. The mashkin of the mitbechaya, which is what? The mashkin of the mizbeach. What mashkin of the mizbeach? Libations, shemen. And wine. So let's just remember, we have the water and blood they have in the base mitbechaya in the butchering house, and the mizbeach. Mizbeach also has dam, of course, but mizbeach has in addition the shemen and the yain. So let's see. So maybe can mismuchshir the mashkin base mitbechaya with the mashkin of the slaughtering of the butchering house, the butchering room. From our base, Reb Chanina, mashkin mitbechaya leidayin shein dachin el shei machshirin. Not only are the mashkin base mitbechaya, not only are they tar, they actually don't create hechsher. They don't create hechsher. Says the Gemara. So that can be the answer. The Gemara doesn't get into why not. The Gemara just takes it for granted as a fact that the water of the butchering area does not make hechsher either. So it can't be the dam of the butchering area. It can't be the water of the butchering area. Ella, the Gemara gives a new suggestion. There's a big yisayin. Gachim, deskasha b'chibas ha-kodesh. Chibas ha-kodesh means like the chashivas, the chiba of one's wife, right? You're not supposed to know chiba barabba, right? You're not supposed to have displays of chiba. Chiba there means it's like a certain, the effect over here is like certain, like a steam, affinity, right? The chibas ha-kodesh, the fact that it's so lofty, that itself makes it royal kabbalatumah. Maybe that's a shot, but it's not true. Emer demahani lechibas hakodesh lefsulei gufei lememni beirisha b'sheni nami. Meaning, I can understand it's really a shaila in the Amram. I can understand that chibas hakodesh makes it royal kabbalatumah. That it's called tummy. But we've been discussing, and in our sugya, we've been going through madrigas of tumah, risha, sheni, shlishi. That's like real full fledged tumah. Chibas hakodesh maybe makes a ruchshul kabbalatumah that it's like puzzle. It's tummy. It's like a psul. It's tummy, puzzle. But it's not mamish tummy to have madrigas, that if it got touched by av, it becomes rishon. Is chibas hakodesh such a stark hechsher that it makes it mamish rishon, sheni, shlishi, all that? Says Gemara. Lememni be rishon, sheni, nami doesn't work. If it does, tifshi to bar Rish Lakish. We should answer the shayla of Rish Lakish. That Rish Lakish asks, sarvet shamanachas, it's like a dry lump of the mincha that came in contact with tuma. Mayna be rishon, sheni, lay. Do we count rishon and sheni or not? If you have a dry lump of, let's say, of this flour, of mincha. So the halach is that the dry lump itself that touched the tumma, it itself is certainly going to be tummy. It's tummy. Why? Again, chibas hakodesh. It's tummy, whether it's mukshar or not. The shaila is, does it become tummy enough to convey tumma further? Rish Lakish had it as a shaila. But if you tell me that's pasher over here, that the chibas hakodesh makes a mukshar like regular hechsher, then you should be patient that yes, mayna barisha vishaini, and Rish Lakish says a shaila, we don't want to get involved in that shaila. Amar vidu bashmu, amar shmuel, kain shahaisa para shalzivchi shlamim, vevira benahar. The case is that it was a para of shlamim. Simple case, a case of perfect shlamim. And the point is, any animal, in order to flay the animal has to be very hydrated. In order to flay the animal, to get rid of the skin, it's easier to remove the skin on an animal that's not dry. When the animal used to be more hydrated, the skin came off easier. So they used to put the animal, bring him into the nar, into the river, in order to drink up, in order to make sure that his skin comes off easy. Says Rav Yehuda Shmuel, parshas v'shlamim v'avir benar. They walked through the river on the way to the base of Mikdash. In order for it to be highly hydrated and easy to do hefshit. Ushachta adayin mashke tefechla, and when you shechted it, the water was still on it. So now, when you shechted it, the water was on it. The water made the meat moist. At the same time, this needle is lodged in the flesh. The flesh is really kapatama from that water that you wanted. That water, remember, it has to be water that you prefer, that you want. Kiyutan dumidik kiyitain. It's got to be water that you want on there. Yes, it is, because you want the animal to be hydrated, and therefore it makes special mukshka kapatama. So if you go over the quickly the math outside, we want to know what was the hechsher for this buster to become tameh. Answer number one was dam, can't be dam. Dam kachem is dam, which is not nishpach hamayim, and therefore not mechshka b'tumah. Let it be the water of the basement, of the butchering place. That water we accept for a fact, we took it for granted, and not only is it not tummy itself, it's tar, doesn't make heksher. We then went to chibas akaydish. The chibas akaydish, is not going to make rishon sheni shlishis, like we're dealing with l'chayra, that would be pesher b'shak b'shaylos. We said, no, the case is where it went to Einar. Nims of a parish, I call it, if you found the needle in the parish, in the dung, the excrement, then everything, even the buser, is going to be tar. Not just the hands and the knife, even the buser tar. In fact, the Mara, if it had the parish, it would be the buser. Why? Let the parish, let the dung itself be metame, the needle's in the dung. Let the dung itself be metame the buser. Now, you may ask that maybe the needle, when the animal obviously swallowed a needle, when it went through the body, it should make everything tummy. The animal's alive, it's not tummy. The buster's only become tummy after shechita. The tummy needle being in the body after shechita makes the buster now tummy. So we're asking, let the needle now in the excrement already, let it be metame the excrement, and the excrement will now be metame the buster. Says the Mar, but had the parish metame the buster. We get these beautiful chazaras of ideas that we've had. Amar bat Rava, but parish ava. We're talking about thick parish. If it was a liquid, a mashka, then it can be metame the buster. But if it's not a mashka, we know eichas not metame eichas. Not the parish eichel, but it's not. Once it's not a mashka, it can't be metama the buster. It's answer number one. Answer number two. Ravashi Amar afitim parish raker. No, we're talking about loose parish. We're talking about watery, loose. You know, bowel movements, and still, and the needle's inside there, so it could have been a mashka. Still not metama. You know why? Another svara we've had before. Mishum davis mashka saruach as a status of mashka saruach. I mean, it's putrefied. It's disgusting mashka. Remember we spoke before a couple of days ago about if a par drinks mechatas waters. Mechatas waters make whatever it touches tummy. It's one of the gzeres of mechatas waters. We said if a par animal drinks mechatas waters and then you shecht it and it's still in the stomach, what happens? Does it give off tumma? So he spoke out that once it's seruach, once it's in the stomach, it becomes putrefied. It no longer has a status. It's considered, it changes status. We actually have bin afmina, sorry, we played the bin afmina base. Now we said, halach lamais, that's all the conversation. If an animal nourishes from non-kosher food, are you able to eat that animal? Is there a problem? So that, first of all, what you find in the stomach, is that a problem? But more than that, the animal itself, is it a problem? And we explain that the reason why the animal, it would not be a problem if it nourishes non-kosher food, ultimately explains because the animal is completely converting that non-kosher food. It's saruach. You don't see anymore that the animal is comprised of non-kosher food. The food itself is saruach, and the animal itself is the divinity, and therefore it's kosher. So we spoke that out a couple of bodies when they were quoted saying saruach. But over here, again, we're saying the same answer, that since the parish is totally saruach, even if it's liquid, it's not mashka that can give off tumba. Lost the same a mashka that can give off tumba. Tani, yes, the mashka having to be something that you want is the gabi mukhshir, being mukhshir something like tumba. That's the gabi hechshir. Over here, we're talking about where the mashka itself is tumba and being matama something. Two separate things. There's a din that in order for food to become a kabbat tumba, it's got to be mukhshir. That's got to be something that you want. That's correct. Over here, the fact that you don't want it wouldn't be enough. Over here, the bird is, as long as it's shei mashka, it can convey tumma. If it itself is already tummy, it'll be giving tumma. The bus is already muksha from the water of the nar, and now you want to get the tumma from the parish. The answer is it cannot, because the parish itself is considered putrefied and disgusting, loses the status. Tana Daka made refutations. Sheretz betamas amashkin, umashkin betamas akli, vekli betamas eichlin, veichum betamas amashkin, v'lamanu shalash tumas besheretz. So he said, it was taught in this, the Bryce was taught in front of Rosh Hashanah that here's a chain of Sheretz Tumma, the Gabi Chulin. The Sheretz itself is Matama Mashka. The Mashka goes, Sheretz is a Avatumma. Mashka is a Rishon. Mashka is a Matama the Kli, Kli is a Shani, Kli Matama Eichlin, Eichlin Shlishi. So right away, unbelievable, there's like Rabbi Kiva, you have Eichlin being a Shlishi by Chulin, okay. But look, this goes even further. For Eichlin Matama is a Mashka, Eichlin then subsequently Matama the Mashkin. So we see there's three different levels after the Sheretz. But that's a Pella. You're getting to a level of Ravi by Chulin, what on earth? Hani Arbehain. It's not, you said three levels, not three levels, it's actually four levels. Gemara says, okay, Guz Mashkin Dereisha. Cut out the first Mashka. Don't say the Sheretz such as the Mashka, such as the Kli. Cut out the first Mashka. Say Sheretz such as the Kli. Kli, which is Kli is now Rishon. Kli touches Eichel, which is the Sheni. Eichel touches Mashka, which is Eishlishi. Adraba, because Mashka is safe, is why cutting the first Mashka, cut the second Mashka. L'hashka tana amar Mashka metame Kli. Because the first case was Mashka being metame Kli. We never found the Tana that said that. That was, we had one Tana earlier, a couple of bad ago, that said Mashka is metame Kli, name Abiyuda. And what did we say Abiyuda just more recently? Abiyuda's Chazer. L'hashka tana amar Mashka Kli, Metam and Kli, El Rebuda. Fahadabe, that was right, right. Rebuda's member was on Tes Zion of Aleph, is where he was, we had the Machlokes, Reblazer, and Reb Yasi. We had Reb Yasi, Reb Shimon, we had Reblazer, we had Rebuda. We had Rebuda, but they're saying that Mashka's Metam and Kli, but later on Daf Yud Zion on the base, we would arrive, they Rebuda himself as Chazer. So therefore, it makes sense to cut out the case of the mashka touching the kli. The semanach, the way to remember now the order, because you have to cut out part of the order, is nezaisa beer. What shaykhas? So those who are familiar with making beer will remember the order, but those of us who are not, a little complicated. What's helping us? The way they make beer is first you bring the kli, then you bring the hops, and then you bring the mashka. So that's the order, kli, hops, mashka, not mashka first. That's the point. That mashka, so you're taking out the first mashka, not the one at the end. Tanasam. Sheretz Shanim Tzibetan. This is actually Ashur Alexander's question that we had a couple of days. It was really into being the Rishonim. Rashi of the Rishonim, so we see out, is this next Gemara. Tanasam, we'll stop at this Gemara. Tanasam, we'll look at the Mishnah. Sheretz Shanim Tzibetan. Sheretz is found in an oven. Hapasha Basei Cheshniya. If a Sheretz is found in an oven, so ovens typically make that means an earthenware oven. Sheretz is found inside. Then we know an earthenware oven, the sheretz, just being in the avir, gives off tumma. Hapash b'seich shniya, the bread inside the oven is a shniya. Sheretz is a avatumma, The oven becomes a rishon, and the pas becomes, from the oven, a shniya. Meshatana tchila, because the oven is a rishon, and the bread becomes a sheni. Amirad de bra'av l'rava, the next slide taner, kamad de mali tumma dami, v'tavi v'hai pas rishayna. This is the question that Mamash word. What, again, the rishayna master, but this is what Alex asked a couple days ago, that why don't we say that the sheretz fills the airspace, just like the sheretz is only in the airspace, and some of the klis tameh, means that the tumma is permeating through the airspace. So why is the loaf of bread becoming tameh from the kli? Let it get tumma directly to the sheretz and be a rishon. The tave pasur high pasur shayna. Amar lei Rav says back. You can't say that. Meaning, I hear the logic, but it can't be. Why? The time when the Brice Yachli you call Kalim Matam Mavik Cheres, I would think that Kalim could become Tamif Abi Cheres. Meaning, a sheretz in a kli. And then there's other kelim in the kli. So I would think the sheretz makes the kli tummy, and the kli can make other kelim tummy. No, it can't, because the kli, the sheretz is avatam, a kli is a rishon. We just said earlier today, adam and kelim cannot become lower than a rishon. So they can't become a sheni. So other kelim cannot become tummy. Says the Gemara Tavamez, Tamalaymer, kol asher b'sech yitma, v'sam achleim kol eichel. Eichel matam mavik kicheres, v'darshan eichel kelim tam v'nei esbis kicheres, v'ein kol kelim matam mavik kicheres, not kol kelim. And why, what does that mean? It's teaching us the logic, the mechanics of how a sheretz is matam in a kli. Is a sheretz is mektam in the kli, but not everything in the kli is considered to be in a vacuum of tumma. The kli itself is tamei, and the kli then will subsequently go and be mektama the items in the kli. It cannot be tama kalim because kli can't be tama kli. Kli that's a rishon can't be tama another kli. Can't make it a sheni, but it could be tama eichlin and midarsha because the pasuk puts eichel next to this pasuk. So we see that a sheretz again, even when it's in the avir of a kli, does not fill the space with tuma. It just makes the kli tami, which could make subsequent tuma, but not the other way. So we're just being a proof that it doesn't exist. We didn't say the why. It's just based on a drusha of the pasuk. The Gemara is going to continue on different dinim of tuma. We'll leave it mitzvah for next week.